Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Holy Gospel according to John, beginning with the 6th chapter at the 51st verse. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." And the Jews then, having disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this be? How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "I very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. It's you, O God. You may be seated. A little note to you today. Today is in the Lutheran Church. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the Feast of the Virgin Mary. And normally, usually, we would read that gospel, but it's not there today. But my sermon will deal with the Virgin Mary and her impact on our church. The church year contains a long sequence of green Sundays that stretch from late spring right up to late autumn. And these green Sundays occupy about half the year. That's why we got this green here. Today, we interrupt this series to celebrate the Feast of the Virgin Mary. We recognize August 15th as the Feast Sunday. And Mary is undoubtedly one of the most prominent saints of all. Now, there are other feasts that are connected with the life of Mary, but this one is her own special day, and it marks the end of her life. The Orthodox churches call this day, this feast, her Domitian, and that means her falling asleep. Roman Catholics know it as the Assumption, reflecting the belief that she was taken up body and soul and assumed into heaven. But the Lutheran Church calls this day simply the Feast of St. Mary the Virgin. And in a colic we pray, "God, you have given to yourself the Blessed Virgin Mary, mother of your incarnate Son." We do not claim to know, as a matter of faith, how all this happened, but we do, however, claim as a matter of faith that it actually happened and that Mary dwells with God. And as we celebrate the life and witness of the mother of Jesus, we would do well to consider just what it is that makes her so special. For the Bible presents her as special, and so does the tradition of the church. Christian tradition carefully distinguishes the honor and respect in which we hold the angels and saints from the absolute worship which is due to God alone. The worship to which God alone is entitled is known by the word latria. The respect shown to the saints is known by the word dulia. But there's a third term. And that third term is hyperdulia. This is the honor and respect shown to Mary as the most outstanding of the saints, preeminent among the servants of God. So we might ask ourselves, well, hey, how is it that Mary is respected and honored so much? She is, of course, the human mother of Jesus, entrusted with caring for him in the way that a mother cares for a child. But there's more to it than that. We need to look at her response to God, how she reacts to God, how she receives God. Today we recognize the early life of Mary in what we'll say is its totality. And so we look back when she first appears, when Mary first appears in Scripture, and we call that event the Annunciation. If you'll remember, we hear about that in Advent before Christmas, at the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel announces to this young woman that she will be the mother of God's Son. And so how does she respond to that? Well, she asks for a little clarification. How can this be, she says, since I am a virgin? And that glorious angel tells her of how the Holy Spirit of God will overshadow her. And Mary's response is that of faithful acceptance. When she says this, she says, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And notice what she doesn't say here. Mary doesn't say, "Hey, I'm not worthy of this," nor does she say, "I am worthy of this." Worthiness here isn't the point. Somehow this young woman understands it's not about her, it's about what God is going to do through her. The angel's message is continuous with all the ways God attempts to give God's self, how he intends to come to people. God makes attempts to do so right there before the Annunciation. God makes these attempts throughout all of history. He comes to us. He makes attempts to give us his own self to people even today, right here in the Quad Cities, right here at All Saints Lutheran Church. God comes to us. And you know what happens most of the time? Well, we probably come up with an excuse. We say, "Oh, no, not me. Oh, we really usually are very polite about it, but our most common excuse is this. We say, "Hey, I'm not worthy of this." But we miss the point. It's not about how worthy we are. What it's about is God doing what God wants to do, what he loves to do. And best of all, he loves giving away himself to us, entering into our lives. Not only do we miss a point here, we turn our misunderstanding into an iron cage that holds society captive and replaces authentic faith with a substitute for Christianity. We come to believe, we begin to think, it's about whether or not we're worthy. Am I ready for this? When what it's really about is the fact that God is gracious. He's not sitting up there counting our benefits. What he wants to do is give himself to us. The greatness of Mary is that she's not caught up in concerns about how worthy she is or isn't. She doesn't boast at the angel's message. She doesn't pull away. She doesn't claim, "Oh, I don't deserve this." Instead, she recognizes that message as what it is, and that is God is giving her something very special. How often is our response so contrary? How often is our response so contrary to hers? We get caught up in our own timidity, low self-esteem, a focus on our shortcomings, Or we have an inflated sense of ourselves and we constantly must work to keep that balloon inflated, that balloon of our ego. Mary, on the other hand, she avoids all these traps and places the emphasis not on herself and her worthiness to be God's servant, but she goes with God who initiates all good things. Her center isn't her ego, but it's the Holy One who comes to her and exceeds every limit and does it graciously. Jesus is our salvation, and he represents and sums up the entire mystery of how salvation is offered to us, comes to us by God. Mary is for us the very personification, the one who represents and sums up how salvation ought to be received by us. She is a sort of a stand-in, an example for us. And this is why the older Christian tradition, including our own, pay her such special attention and have such an extraordinary respect for her as a disciple of Jesus. Mary, in essence, she's us. And if we are to be true to ourselves, the ones God made us to be, we do well to follow her example, to be like her. She invites us to move past obsessions with our own worthiness or unworthiness and focus instead on how each of us right here, not simply to do God's will, but to be in a unique way God's presence in our world and community, God's action in us to reach others. So today this feast has the gospel, the Magnificat of Song of Mary. It's her song, to be sure. In Luke's gospel, it comes forth from her lips when she is pregnant, when she goes to visit her relative, Elizabeth. But how soon in Mary's song does any reference to herself simply disappear? It's really about the power and goodness of God coming to her, being active in her. How this young woman exalts the Lord and raises her voice in praise for what God is doing through her. The same ought to be happening in our own lives. Our worthiness isn't the issue. Our unworthiness is not the issue. We live in a far larger realm than that. We live in what we call the kingdom of God. And as Mary receives Christ back at the Annunciation, so we come forward and receive Christ at the altar. And we do that we may be God's presence, God's action, God's good intention in this world. And so today, I say to you, go forth from this worship service with the attitude Mary displays in her life. Be ready for God to act through you in ways we can hardly begin to imagine. Let God work in you as he did in Mary, and great things will be accomplished. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.